Grace of Christ be yours this morning from God our Father. Amen. Please be seated. Peter writes, "It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you. In the things which have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels themselves long to look. Therefore, gird up the loins of your minds." Well, of course, Peter was speaking about prophets and to the Christians, who not only would be asked to give an account of their faith, but were already being asked to do so. As both prophets and Christians, the words apply to us. And perhaps on this, the first day of our academic year, most especially to you. It's time to get to work. That's what Peter says. For the faith which is handed on to us from those who spoke it before us has substance. It is from a God who creates. He does not simply illumine the mind, but He gives things. He gives a history. He gives a people. He works with things and through things external to us. And so we cannot be like a Platonic philosopher in a study only thinking about the ideas, but about what God actually has given to us. A faith, a confessed faith, a worshiped faith, a liturgized faith, a proclaimed faith, a community which has done all those things. You don't know those things, gentlemen, nor do I simply by osmosis and contemplation, but by girding up the loins of your minds. You're at the beginning of study, not its end. Some, like me, beginning to grow gray around the temples, are kind of halfway through whatever we're going to be able to learn. You're at the beginning. And so while I don't want to dwell on this, Peter in the next verse says something like this: "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance." Well, I suppose he was speaking about them as previous pagans. But when everything is said and done, that's what we all were and are by nature and, as it were, before our baptism. So on this first day of the year, the message is, and it shall be for a long, long time for you, gird up the loins of your minds, like that slave of old who girded up the loins of his waist so he could get messy and dirty with hard work. That's the image concerning now your intellect, your will, your own passions, and your responsibilities. You have come here to gird up the loins of your minds. May God bless us, faculty, that we may so speak and teach, that you hear that which was given to the prophets and foretold before you. And may He so bless you, dear students, that from us you achieve and acquire the truth, so that you too may be blessings to those who hear you speak and give account of your faith. So the message: gird up the loins of your mind. Get going. It's time to go to work.